Well, with the man himself, Mr. MZ.
Good morning, a brighter day is here. Good morning, may we bring you cheer.
We've got time, we've got tunes, we've got time, tunes and temper of two.
Get up and go, it's today you know, on KFCO Radio.
Good morning, Monterey Bay and Silicon Valley and Central California. Welcome to hour number one of the KSCO Saturday Special. Are you playing the music, Bobby, or am I?
I'm doing that. Are you doing that, too?
I was doing that, too.
I thought I heard an echo.
That's why it was echoing. But we didn't know that would happen ahead of time. We're talking technical stuff that's probably really putting the audience off. So let's get on with the show. Stay with us the next 2 hours.
Good morning. Now stay right here on KSCO Radio.
I'm just as angry as Israel is. I'm furious. But even though I'm mad, I still think peace is possible, said President Bush on Thursday in response to the Hebrew University bombing. And now, Iraq has invited the UN's weapons inspectors to Baghdad. Join us this Saturday on the Saturday Special with MZ and special guest Dr. Lena Farhad Holtzman as they discuss matters overseas. That this Saturday on the Saturday Special from 10 a.m. to noon on your always on the brink of explosion radio stations, AM 1080 and 1340 KSCO.
My, what a week. What's going to happen next? I mean, regardless, I mean, besides what's happening in the rest of the world here, I mean, look what's happened here in this community. I mean, everybody in the KSCO audience who's heard Kay's editorial, I mean, they're just going, yay, way to go, Kay! Hey, we might as well start the program off by playing that, okay? I turned it on. I turned on the radio on Tuesday, and I heard it, and I go, whoa! Now, she's my mother, and I know how she thinks, but when I heard the thing on the radio, it just knocked me out of my chair. I mean, each one gets stronger and stronger. Talk about a lady who is not afraid to tell it like it is. Anyhow, here it is. Yeah, let's listen to this editorial.
The following is a KSCO editorial. Here is KSCO co-owner Kay Zwirling.
I want to discuss greed and the lack of accountability in our county government. In 1771, Samuel Adams wrote in the Boston Gazette, quote, "Power makes men wanton. It intoxicates the mind. And unless those with whom the power is entrusted are carefully watched, such men will not govern the people according to the known laws of the state," unquote. Well, it's clear that our county lawmakers are not being carefully watched. For while we have entrusted them with making laws and decisions which will benefit the people, first and foremost, they benefit themselves. The county administrative officer, called the CAO, sets yearly salaries for herself, the Board of Supervisors, and other county employees. This is like the fox minding the chicken coop. Soon, this CAO will be giving herself a 30% plus raise to $191,000 per year, about the same as the Vice President of the United States. This, plus a hefty pension plan, Social Security, benefits, and other perks. Each supervisor will also get a 30% plus raise and benefits to approximately $98,000. All for attending about 35 meetings per year. Assistants do most of the grunt work for them and bring them up to date on issues. By contrast, San Francisco supervisors get $36,000 per year, not $98,000. These lawmakers tell us that we're facing serious budget deficits, and so now they're cutting needed aid to the poor, the elderly, the mentally and physically ill, and the handicapped. What happened to the supposed budget surplus of about $21 million we had only 4 months ago? The Stroke Center budget has been cut. Also, the Center for Independent Living, which helps wheelchair-bound, handicapped, and convalescing people to become self-reliant. The latest outrage, county managers want the supervisors to make 33% cuts to the medically indigent who do not have any insurance. Bottom line, no more preventive care for the poor. Well, to Susan Moriello, CAO, and to each of the supervisors, I say, in the face of all these hardships, to so many constituents who trust you for protection and guidance and wisdom, how dare you plan to give yourselves 30% plus raises, or any raises? You've given yourselves too much already with your lifetime benefits and perks. Your greed and callousness are irresponsible and unforgivable. You all deserve to be ousted from your cushy bureaucratic jobs. Recently, for one brief moment, Warmhouse suggested to her colleagues that maybe they should forego 30% plus raises. But that idea went over like a lead balloon. Jeff Almquist, poor baby, said he needs that raise for his son's college tuition. Warmhout could have refused her raise, but she didn't. Heck, she made her gesture, and that was enough. Oh, yes, she served in the Santa Cruz City Council for umpteen years and now is running for a third term as supervisor. So much for career politicians and term limits, but that's another story. So, how do we the people stop all these excesses? We could do what California state voters did in 1990 when they became fed up with lawmakers' abuses. They crafted an initiative which created a panel of citizens, not state employees, who meet yearly to set lawmakers' salaries from the governor on down. It was put on the ballot, passed easily, and is now law. Because of budget constraints for the past 6 years, no state salary increases have been approved. That panel is the California Citizens Compensation Commission, and the chairman is Claude Brinegar, B-R-I-N-E-G-A-R. While it is too late for this November election, we could prepare an initiative for an upcoming election. If you would like to be involved, call KSCO at 475-1080. Leave your name and phone number. We will be happy to provide free airtime to solve this issue of lawmakers' greed. Once again, kudos to those who spend many hours to decipher obscure, convoluted county budgets, gathering financial facts for this editorial. They are Steve Hartman, Bob Sir, Ed Mazenko, Harold Griffith, and Mike Schmidt, all heroic seekers for honesty and truth in government. Let us not forget the powerful tool we have in the initiative process. It is the only way left for citizens in a free society to make right that which is wrong. For KSCO and KOMY, this is Kay Swirling.
And let me add to Kay's kudos, my kudos to her. She's an amazingly courageous woman who has the balls to say what nobody else does around here. She's in the studio, and I want to say thanks, Ma. That was great. I hope something comes of it. I mean, have you been hearing that people are responding and willing to get involved? Or here, let me turn up the mic here. Yeah, go ahead.
A number of people called and left their names and telephone numbers, and yes, we will try to do something about this.
Great. Okay. And if people want to get involved, the easiest way to do it, I guess, is to call the comment line, our listener comment line, which is an easy to remember number. It's 429-2222. 429-2222. And the area code, of course, is 831. Presumably nobody from outside the county would ever use it, but who knows? I'll give the complete phone number, 831-429-2222. And it's about time somebody did something about greed on the part of the politicians. I'm really starting to get really ashamed of this country. It's it's just really disgusting what's going on. Anyhow, let's go ahead and change the focus of the program. I should also say that it's not the easiest thing to get a, you know, we've been doing this program, the Saturday Special, for almost 12 years now, between 10 a.m. and 12 noon on Saturday mornings. And especially during the summertime, people are busy, and it's not the easiest thing to get guests to commit to come in and talk about issues, particularly if it's a highly polarized issue or a very controversial issue. There's usually one side that just doesn't want to participate at all because they're uncomfortable, and that's been a problem all along. Nonetheless, Rosemary and Kay have been working to put these programs together. I have absolutely nothing to do with putting together of the KSCO Saturday Special. I just come in and host it and sort of have my recreation and keep my feet and hands involved in the mechanics of radio by doing the program once a week. But I just want to take this opportunity to salute the people who do the legwork that brings the Saturday Special to you. And that is my mother Kay and Rosemary here from the radio station. If there are Saturday specials on particular topics that you would like to hear, we're open for ideas and always have been. Another reason to call the KSCO listener comment line at 429-2222. Give us an idea of a subject you would like to hear that you haven't, and who the obvious good guests on all sides of that particular issue be, and we will do our best to make it happen. Okay, State of the World. Lena Ferrat-Holtzman, welcome back to KSCO. Always nice to see you and hear you.
Thank you. It's feeling like family. And I very much admired Kay's editorial and ran into someone this morning at the farmer's market who wanted me to tell her how good it was. So apparently she's reaching people.
Well, I'm interested in hearing. Maybe someone will call in today who does not agree with that editorial, because if there was ever a topic that has universal, seems to have universal agreement from the right, the left, everybody, it's that particular one. I have yet to hear anybody express an opposing opinion, and I sure would like to. If there's anybody out there who thinks my mom is full of it, give us a call, 429-479-1080 or 477-1340. We'd love to hear from you. But
by the way, actually, Santa Cruz's troubles have gone national. I was astonished and embarrassed to find the whole downtown issue of, you know, nudity and drugs and everything else made it to the Chronicle and then made it to the Christian Science Monitor. And it was a front page issue. So we're getting notoriety all over the country.
Oh, boy. Well, I guess it's only in Santa Cruz.
That's what they say.
Gee, Lena, what's happening? Are we headed for a war with Iraq or what? What do you think?
Well, I've been listening to the hearings, which I think are, by the way, I think that was a very good idea. I have not been able to understand why the administration was reluctant, seemingly reluctant, to air what kind of evidence they've got against Saddam. It's been a little vague. The plans were, all kinds of plans have been leaked, and if they're all put together, they don't line up. But this week, there were two hearings that I thought were really impressive. And what I got out of it was that there is no doubt we're going to do something. That's not even a question of whether we're going to do it or not.
And why is that made public? Why don't they just do it? Isn't that...
I think a lot of making this public, there are two reasons. One of them is that it keeps Saddam Hussein just nuts because he doesn't know when or how it's going to happen.
So you would say that that's a good thing?
I think it's a good thing.
Interesting.
But the other thing is that giving the public an opportunity to hear a real dialogue is terribly important if you're going to do something like this. That was a mosquito being killed, for those of you who are animal rights advocates. I think that it's important that all of these things be discussed and that the public has an opportunity, if they're interested, to hear various and sundry sorts of experts talking to Congress. But one other thing, all of the talking head programs, CNN and Fox and others, they've had panels of experts. They like to pick people pro and con on this issue. And one of the most outspoken con men, and I'm using that term advisedly, is Scott Ritter, who has been, he's a former weapons inspector, who has gone around saying that he has gone back to Iraq, he's checked everything out, there are no weapons of mass destruction there at all. And this morning as I was driving in, I heard the news that he has been the recipient of a $400,000 grant from the Iraqi government. He's been to Iraq because he was invited and he saw everybody except Saddam. So Scott Ritter is now discredited. And this was the loudest voice in opposition to going in and doing something.
Oy vey. I mean, I guess we should say thank God. I don't know. What.
Well, evil will out. I think this is really the case.
That's appropriate.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. We've had a lot of outing of executives and others this past couple of weeks. And so Scott Ritter is just one more person who did something that I would call malfeasance.
Is there no such thing as integrity anymore?
Oh, sure there is. Of course there is. You know, that's really just the... I think most people are decent. This is my own personal philosophy. I think that the evildoers are few and far between, but they make much more trouble than their numbers would lead you to believe. Mm. And I think we just have to be on the lookout for them. But I don't believe for a moment that most people are dishonest. I don't think so.
Well, I don't think most people are dishonest, but I'm beginning to think most politicians are.
Well... Again, I think we don't hear about the ones who come to work every day and do their job, you know. And there are plenty of those. There are plenty of people who really want to do it right. And when you hear the congressional hearings and the senatorial hearings, you can tell which ones are hot air and which ones are hard workers. It shows.
Really?
Yeah. Oh,
oh
yeah. You just watch them. You can see.
Oh. Well, give us some of the telltale signs here, because... Boy, I'm not very good at that. Not that I've spent all that much time studying it, but...
Well, I'll tell you what I liked this week, and it was the interviews with Joseph Biden and with Lugar, the two most prominent foreign policy experts in the Congress, in Senate. And Joseph Biden, who's now chair, said in public and on the air that Lugar, who is a Republican and Biden is a Democrat, he said that Lugar is the most informed foreign policy expert in the Senate. I mean, he really gave him high praise, which was deserved. It showed a couple of pros working together who are really thinking their way through issues. The hearings were very well conducted, and they're going to continue after the congressional vacation is over with. It'll continue in September. So I think that we'll all have a chance to watch and, you know, keep your eyes open. Watch these guys.
Right. You're listening to the KSCO Saturday Special. My name is Michael Z. Guests in the studio are Dr. Lena Holtzman-Farhat. Fraught Holtzman, I'm sorry. Jeez. No class at all. Can't even get the name of the guest right, especially who's been here. And Kay Zwirling is in the studio with us. Also, you're invited to call and participate. Give us your 2 cents, 479-1080 or 477-1340. If you want to fax in your contribution to today's Saturday Special, our fax number is 475-2967, and the area code for all those numbers is 831. Let's go to our first caller, Krishna in Santa Cruz. Hi, Krishna. How you doing?
I'm doing fine. Good morning to everybody.
Hey there.
And kudos to Mrs. Zwirling. What a wonderful lady. Marvelous woman.
You know, she doesn't even have a headphone, so I would like
you
to hear
her. Tell her. She's a marvelous, marvelous woman.
She's sitting here smiling.
She's gorgeous.
Hey, Bobby, if we can get headphones in here for everybody, it would be great. Thanks. Nice to hear from you, Krishna. What do you think about all this?
Mike, I am 54 years old, and I guess finally I'm going to become cynical. I did not want to be cynical. I wanted to be an innocent American with my flag waving. But after what Ms. Holtzman said about Scott Ritter, this does it. I was a fan of that guy... When he came and he gave these evidence in front of Congress about the weapons inspection, and he was at odds with everybody. He was like a stalwart. And now to find out this is not gossip. This is true that he has received this. Doesn't that make him a traitor to our country?
Well, I don't know about that.
Consulting with the enemy.
It should make him, it should make people not believe him anymore. Someone said to me, someone who would really know, this is a person who had formerly been in intelligence, and he referred to Scott Ritter as kind of the twin of Ollie North. You know, that it was a loose cannon. Mm. And I think that that pretty much applies. And I suspected this all along. I wondered what Ritter's game was. Richard Butler, who was his boss, gets very annoyed by Ritter and really says that he's full of baloney.
Right.
So now we know why he is.
Because he was fighting with Mr. Butler,
yeah,
too.
Yeah.
At the time, and I thought, well, this is a man. You know, sometimes I go for the guy that everyone begins to have problems with, mm-hmm. but now I'm beginning to think maybe there is some truth if everyone's having a problem with one guy.
Yeah.
So this is amazing. This is amazing.
And Butler is such a straight shooter. This is, you know, it's so obvious that he doesn't play games. Butler's a really good guy.
And when I used to hear Butler, I thought, you know, he sounds too much like a corporate man.
Well.
But now, because I was always seeing him against Ritter.
Sure,
who sounded, you know, like one of those individualistic Americans, you know.
Oh, yeah.
And it was wonderful to see him talk, to hear him talk, and because he could not get to the weapons.
Mm-hmm.
And then he turned around, and I've been hearing him on radio, and he sounds like as if he's been lobotomized or something fierce has happened to him, and he's not the same person. It's as if Scott Ritter had been taken out of the body and something else was in the body.
Money was put in his pocket. That's what happened to Scott Ritter.
Oh, yeah. Don't you think it's astounding that anybody is willing to actually sell his soul for $400,000?
That's it, Mrs. Whirling. You put it. He sold his soul. I got this sensation as if this man was not Scott Ritter. It was somebody impersonating him. You got it. He sold his soul. That's why.
Yeah. He's also having a terribly good time performing. You know, he's wanted everywhere. He's always the voice of the opposition. And it's an ego trip, too. You know, I'm not sure that the $400,000 alone did it. I think that he's been having a wonderful time doing this. But
he's been in front of the camera for a long, long time.
Yeah.
And oh, my goodness. You know, well, follow the money again.
That's right. Always follow the money.
Wow. Mrs. Whirling?
Yes.
I'm your biggest fan.
Oh, thank you very much, Krishna.
Are you as beautiful as your soul is beautiful?
Yes, she is.
Oh, my gosh. How many times have you been married, then?
Say that again?
How many times have you been married?
Once.
Men must be at your door.
No. I had one husband, and he was the love of my life.
Oh.
For 58 years we were married.
Oh,
and,
my goodness.
And he was my boyfriend for 4 years before that.
Oh, marvelous.
Yeah.
So, you are wonderful.
And I'm very blessed, too.
I wish I could be like you.
Well,
I want to be like you.
Well, wait a minute. You tell it like it is, too.
You do.
Yeah.
I've always admired whatever you have to say, Krishna.
Oh, honey, I love you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Gee, it's getting awfully syrupy here in the city. Thank you, Krishna. Let's go to our next caller, Maria in Boulder Creek. Maria, you're on the KSCO Saturday special.
Hi, Michael.
Hey there.
I'm sorry, but I have to disagree.
Oh, okay. Cool. Interesting. Let's go.
I have, first of all, who is the Republican candidate for governor?
Simon?
Simon. Yeah. Simon, I just, for some reason, I can't remember how I heard this, but isn't he in a lot of trouble, big lawsuit? For some phony baloney that he's supposed to have done?
Yes.
I would really don't want Davis to be in office, and I see this opposition. I see the people coming around the side and just destroying any decent candidate that's coming against at the state level. I also see this at the I see all these little games going on at the state level in the elections already. And I see at the world level, as far as the national thing concerned, I don't trust hardly anybody at the top level as far as federal is concerned. And what they're saying about Saddam Hussein, how they're trying to rally the United States to go to war against this person, when in fact most of them are in cahoots with the other side already. They are looking for a global type of thing. They're not. They're looking for some compatibility at the UN level. They're not looking for they're not looking out for our constitution and so forth. In fact, they're taking it away from us.
Yes.
By threatening war and giving the angst to people just by the programs that they're playing on the public thing, the announcements they're making, they are trying to rally the United States to go to war against one person. And in the meantime, they are taking away our Constitution. Now, I don't know where your mind's at. You know, you might know a lot of people and so forth. But I seem to see this other picture that's going on behind the scenes that, you know, despite what somebody says on the TV, that they sound good and they're all hip for doing this and rah-rah United States, I don't believe them. Not a word of it. I think that they're basically bent on taking us from the inside, of taking our Bill of Rights away, rearranging our society, and all in the guise of doing it with fear and this, like I say, this false patriotism. I don't like it. I don't like any of it, and I don't believe it.
So yeah, you really see a conspiracy here. Is that what you're saying? That you really think?
I see people playing like they're pro-American, but in all honesty, they are not pro-constitutional. That's what I see. It's not a conspiracy. It's a reality.
Yeah, you're right, Maria, and you're talking about a lot of things, though, and you brought up...
I see it all down the line. What I'm saying, I see it at the top. I see it coming locally. I see it coming at the state level.
Yes.
It's all
rotten.
Well organized and well orchestrated.
Okay, but you still have to vote when it's time to vote, and if you have two candidates that
Simon's
are not
still
good...
still running, I'll vote for him.
Who?
Simon.
Oh,
but they have... Like I said, they
yeah.
have somehow or another. I don't believe that this. I think that whatever they're suing him for is a bunch of baloney that he
well,
was set up.
Yeah, the point I wanted to say, whether it's Simon or anybody else, because they're going to discredit each other anyhow. But when it comes to voting, and you have two candidates, and you think that they're both corrupt, the only choice you have
is
to pick.
Corrupt.
Is vote for the one that's the least corrupt.
That's a sad commentary.
Yes, it is.
I would never vote for Davis.
Hmm.
Never.
Well, I wouldn't either.
Tell us why.
Are you joking?
No, I'd like to know your
have
reasons.
Have you watched what's happened with the water here, with the electricity, with... Come on! Give me a break. The borders...
I just wanted to hear what you had to say about what he's done wrong.
What has he done right? Nothing. He's done everything. Everything he has done wrong. Everything he's done is wrong. Manipulative. He's stealing from the public. He's changing.
He's doing all those things.
Social structure. Yes, he is.
And we know that he's doing them because he's done them. But you don't know what Simon can do. So give him a chance if that's the only choice we've got.
Well, I'm not. What I'm saying is I believe that the lawsuit that's coming against him right now
is
something that was devised. I don't think that Simon is, I think it was something that he was set up for. I am for Simon.
Good, then be sure you go and vote for him.
I will, if he's
good.
Still running, if they don't bring him into bankruptcy before then.
No, he'll
I don't think
running.
That's going to happen.
Well, I hope not.
Okay. I think what we will do now, well, we're going to take a break, but not right now. We're going to take our other callers here first. It's 25 minutes before 11 a.m. on AM 1080 KSEO. My name is Michael Z. It's a Saturday special, and we will be taking our next phone call here, SoCal Bob here real quick, and then we'll take a break. SoCal Bob, you're on the air.
I hope we can stay focused on the Middle East. Isn't that what we're supposed to be doing, Mike?
Not necessarily. Not necessarily. It's just sort of a, you know, whatever. If you want it, then you're the boss for this phone call. Go ahead.
Well, I'm concerned. I feel both ways. I feel torn on this whole matter of doing something about Saddam Hussein. I'd like to get rid of the SOB as soon as possible with as few loss of lives as possible. I've got some real concerns, and maybe your guests can address them.
Should he be nuked, Bob?
Well, if you lob one in the men's room there of Baghdad, maybe you should. No, I'm being very facetious. That's up to the military expert to decide these things. which brings me to what I'm talking about here. Cheney, Rumsfeld, and Wolfowitz seem to be at loggerheads with the military, and the military seems to be hesitant about what they want to do. They're the ones that are responsible. They have to send the boys in there to fight and to get into a battle with Saddam Hussein and his Republican Guard and whoever else they have to fight, and maybe they're better prepared than last time. Don't get me wrong, I'd like to take them out. What concerns me is the fact that our allies, with the exception of Great Britain, seem to be very hesitant about going in there at this juncture, especially the Turks, who are generally our most valuable Middle Eastern ally. And they seem to feel that this isn't the time to go in and take out Saddam Hussein.
I'll tell you something. Nothing succeeds like success. And if we do it right and we have an outcome that is appropriate, they're all going to line up with us. I think that, you know, I don't worry too much about our allies not liking it. When we had allies the last time around in 91, they kept us from finishing the job. So, you know, something can be said about when something needs to be done, you have to do it. And we are the superpower in the world, and we've got to take a chance on this.
Let me respond to what you're saying on that. You know, I don't disagree with what you're saying. I don't know that much about it. Or from what I understand, one commentator, I don't remember who he was, I believe he was on Fox, said that our allies paid for 80% of the military operation during Desert Storm.
That's true. That's true, they did. And, you know, that is a problem. There are a lot of problems with this whole scenario, and this is why I think that it's so important to have these hearings, because these issues have to be really talked about out loud so that the public will know what they're in for. And I think a very important thing that's going to have to be said is, why do we think this is so important to do? There is a real danger out there, and there's a timeline on it, that if we don't act soon enough, Saddam Hussein will have something that will make him unremovable. And I think that's a very scary thought, because we don't know what he would do with it.
You're probably right about Saddam Hussein doing something. Look at the way he treated the Kurds and the Shiites.
We are helping him. And I was listening to the Roy Masters program last night. Every opportunity I get, I want to promote the program, the political program behind the news that Roy Masters is now doing. He's been doing an advice line program for 40 plus years on many stations around the country. We carry it here on AM 1340 live from 10 p.m. to midnight each Monday through Friday. But it's only recently that we've started carrying a program that is a 3-hour long program that Roy calls Behind the News. And that runs live from 7 to 10 p.m. on Monday through Friday. I don't get a chance to listen very much. I wish I could listen all the time, because I think very, very highly of Roy, and there's no one in the world quite like him.
Roy Masters for president. Okay, can I get back to...
Wait, no. No, you can't, because I'm on a segue into stuff. Well, you can finish up, and you want to finish up real quick, Bob, because I want to get into something else here.
You told me I was a boss on this call, Mike.
Okay, you're right. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I realize that Cheney doesn't know that Roy Masters doesn't know as much about the military, but aside from that, what I want to also mention, your guest mentioned the hearings, which involved Senator Lugar and Senator Biden, are very important. But in a sense, if we have too many of these hearings, and it seems to me in these hearings that all the different broadcasts and analysis on Fox and other channels, we're telegraphing our punch to Saddam Hussein too much. And maybe she should be a little more secretive.
So you would disagree with Lena, who thinks that that's okay?
Well, I don't think
it's
okay.
I don't disagree with her. I'm just throwing this out for discussion.
Okay.
Well,
I don't have the answers.
It's not okay to say everything.
Roy Masters.
That's right.
No. What I wanted to talk about Roy Masters, I heard something on his show last night that really hit me. And I just called Roy a little while ago and asked him to call in case I get this wrong, okay? What really hit me right between the eyes is these, never before has the media in this country given so much attention and credence to our enemy. To our enemies, the terrorists. He says they never in the war with by the Nazis, you know, in the 40s, we would never put Nazis on and give them credence. Let's bring. I think Roy's on line 6. Are you there, Roy?
Did I
get that right, or did I screw that up big time?
You did it. You said it right. Can you imagine it, putting the Fuhrer on and Churchill on and while the war is raging and giving his opinions and let him have that kind of propaganda
and
effect.
That's essentially what we're doing.
Yeah.
It's like insanity.
I think there's a very simple answer, really. I think that Saddam Hussein is insane. And as soon as he gets what he wants, which is the atomic bomb, he's going to use it.
We know
that. He's going to use it. And we are very foolish to wait until that happens.
Wow, that's not feminist thinking, is it?
No, and I have trouble thinking of Saddam Hussein as insane. I think he's a thug. And
well,
I think
he's a sociopath.
He's a sociopath, and he doesn't want to die.
He has a reverse conscience.
Yeah, he certainly does. And the way he grew up and the kind of society he grew up in, this is certainly clear. And the fact that he is the number one honcho in that country means that he was a bigger thug than anyone else, and he knew how to protect himself. But, he is a different kind of menace than a suicide bomber who is totally irrational to our thinking. He's not that crazy. And I think that he knows perfectly well what he's doing, and he has a great sense of survival. And we have to recognize that's not undermine, think that he's less than he is.
I can answer that if you like.
Sure.
It shouldn't be the United States that does this, because immediately United States would be hailed as, ostracized. It's Israel that should take the initiative and take him out. Nobody could really say much about that.
They have enough on their hands right
now.
No,
I mean, you use the nuclear weapon.
Yeah, oh, if he does anything, if he uses something on Israel, he'll be destroyed.
Israel should do it. That wouldn't start a third world war, you see.
Well, Israel did get rid of the nuclear facility 10 years ago,
which was a blessing.
Yeah, it was a very good thing that they did.
Yeah.
But,
I think that we also have to consider the complexities of what's going on in the Middle East, that a lot of the things that Iraq does is because they're afraid of Iran. They're more afraid of Iran than they're afraid of us, to tell you the truth.
I want to go to Malcolm in Monterey, who has an answer to my nuking question here. So let's bring him in. Malcolm, you're on the KSCO Saturday special. Hey there.
Good morning, Michael.
Hi.
And congratulations to your mother.
Yeah. Oh,
thank you.
Dynamite lady. There's a better answer and a better weapon than the nuclear payloads. It's called napalm. It's equally as destructive and doesn't poison the area for 50,000 or 100,000 years.
Uh-huh.
It controls the damage to a very small, finite location.
A neutron bomb would do just as well.
Well, if we have
the much cleaner and more effective.
Well, yeah.
But my thing would be if Israel is not going to do it, if America does it, then we'd have to give Baghdad a warning for every man, woman, and child, to get out of town because we're going to take out Baghdad.
That's the key, Roy. I congratulate you on that. If you give them advance warning, say in...
Yeah, the daylight child.
Yeah, in 7 or 10 days, we're going to do this. If you stay, fine. We advise you to leave.
Yeah, well, then the leaders will leave too, and you won't get them.
The point is that if you burn down everything that they use for producing or doing any kind of business,
take out the whole infrastructure.
Absolutely, take out the whole infrastructure. And the neat thing about napalm is it uses the BTUs that are on the site. In other words, you ignite the wood or whatever else that will burn at the site.
I'm going to propose a different scenario entirely. I don't even think any of that's going to be necessary. I think that once we are really ready to go in, and we start to go in, I think that this will give the military an opportunity to do what it has long wanted to do, and that is to turn on Saddam Hussein. And I think it can happen. I really do even have the vision that when we walk into Baghdad, we're going to be cheered. And it's going to be a surprise to a lot of the naysayers around the world how eager Iraqis are to get out from under.
I agree.
Amen.
I agree with you.
Good thought.
Malcolm, thanks for your call. We're going to go to Ed in Scotts Valley, then we're going to take a break. You're listening to the KSCO Saturday Special. My name is Michael Z. We have Lena Ferrat-Holtzman, Kay Zwirling, and Roy Masters is on the phone with us a little bit here. Our next caller, Ed in Scotts Valley, will be, I guess, first-time caller. Ed, you're on the air.
I just wanted to make a comment about what sound bites can do in not providing a necessary context. It happened to be mentioned some minutes back that our so-called allies in the Gulf War had covered 80% of the cost. It wasn't mentioned in terms of context that for a year we had $40 a barrel oil, which meant that the money was simply shifting from the West into the pockets of those Middle Eastern allies.
That's right.
So that they could, in fact, easily pay it. And some of the evidence that this was sort of a deal that had been worked out is that the our oil reserves in Louisiana were never tapped, as many people had asked, in order to break the cartel and bring the price down sooner than it otherwise did. So I just wanted to throw that in as what context can provide to so-called facts that are thrown out there.
Ed, you're right. Absolutely right. Thank you.
Okay.
Thanks for calling the KSCO Saturday Special. That was Ed in Scotts Valley, first-time caller. It is 14 minutes before 11, hour number one of the KSCO Special. Roy, thanks for calling in for just a second. I wanted to make sure that you heard how I announced I heard and that I got it right.
Thank you for the promo.
Yeah, keep up the good work with your. I don't know how you do it. 5 hours a night. It's just amazing.
Well, you know, I'm full of it.
Aren't we all?
Okay. Thanks. Always great to talk to you. That was Roy Masters, and he does a great show called Beyond the News, 7 to 10 p.m. here on KSCO.
Thank you.
Okay. Take care, Roy. Have a good one. Let's see, we're going to take a break right now, a commercial break, and we will be back in about 3 or 4 minutes. Stay with us. It's KSCO Saturday Special on AM 1080.
In this dirty old part of the city, where the sun refused to shine, people tell me there ain't no use in trying.
Computer users, listen up. For $35, you can get a 128-megabyte memory upgrade for your PC. That's right, $35 for 128 megabytes of PC-133 memory. And if you bring your computer to our shop, we'll install the memory for free. And if you like, we'll inspect your cooling fans, clean your chassis, and scan your system for dangerous viruses. All of this for free with the purchase of a $35 memory upgrade.
For fast, competent computer service and name-brand computer parts, call Day and Night Computer anytime from 9 a.m. till 11 p.m. daily at 465-7340.
My name is Paul Wilkin, owner of Wilkin Construction, licensed contractor and member of the Better Business Bureau. For over 10 years, I've been improving people's homes on the Monterey Peninsula. I stick to my prices, show up on time, and give you the results you're looking for. Whether you want to replace a window, build a deck, or remodel any part of your house, call Wilkin Construction. After all, it is your home, and Wilkin Construction is building for better living. Call 626-4075. That's 626-4075.
California contractor license number 648459.
Your family trusts you to make the right financial decisions, and you can trust the professional mortgage planners at Pacific Inland to help you get the right home loan. This is Jim Chubb with Pacific Inland, and I'm here to tell you that it may be time to refinance your mortgage with our 0 point and zero lender fee fixed rate loan. If you purchased or refinanced a home in the last 2 years, you owe it to yourself and to your family to call us now at 475-2600 to find out how much you can save with our low rate guarantee program. That's 475-2600, Pacific Inland, licensed by the California Department of Real Estate.
For great food and fun,
Severino's. It's summertime. The nights are warm, and here at Severino's, the music is hot. There's really no classier lounge to see great jazz and still be able to talk to your friends without shouting in their ears. Drinks are specially priced every weekday for happy hour at 4:30. Every Saturday night during the month of July, come see Charmaine Scott. The first two Thursdays in July, it's none other than Ralston Brown and the Amazing Jazz Beezers, while the second two Thursdays, it's Don McCaslin and Red Malone. Friday, July 5th, jump up and testify with Motown Express. The incomparable Wally and his cocktail combo will be swinging Friday, July 12th and the 26th. Let's not forget yours truly. I'm Stella Doro and my band, Stella by Barlight, will dish out some more swing Friday, July 19th. Severino's is located conveniently off of State Park Drive in Aptos, next to the Best Western Seacliff Inn. Visit us on the web at www.seacliffinn.com. See you at Severino's.
Hey there, everybody. Excitement's in the air. Family fun for everyone. The Santa Cruz County Fair.
Is it possible? Could it be? You bet. The 2002 Santa Cruz County Fair is about a month away, and now's the time to get ready. You're the best in the county, but to know for sure, you have to enter. The fair entry deadline is this Saturday, August 3rd at 5 p.m., and entering is easy. Just pick up an entry guide from any area library, the fair office, or online at SantaCruzCountyFair.com. Whatever your passion, the fair probably has a division for it. Just remember, the deadline is this Saturday. Now is also the time to buy. Stop by the official fair pre-sale outlet, Long's Drugs, and pick up adult tickets for $6, children's tickets for $3. You save $1 each. And if you love rides, well, you'll love the $12 carnival ride coupon, a 56% savings. Get ready. The fair opens September 10th.
RVs of Merritt is liquidating their entire 2002 inventory. This weekend, August 9th, 10th, and 11th, come to Gavilan College from 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. each day. Look over the huge selection of motorhomes at giveaway prices. Diesel pushers, trailers, and van conversions from manufacturers. Airbus, Dolphin, Tradewinds, Coachman, Gulfstream, Splash Trailers, and much more. Pre-owned vehicles and trailers will be on sale at this special show. Look for 2002 liquidation prices on all inventory at this show and sale. Zero down, financing is available, and all trades accepted, paid for or not. Get the most for your trade-ins now. RVs of Merritt is liquidating their 2002 inventory this weekend at Gavilan College in Gilroy. Take the Castro Valley exit off Highway 101 to Santa Teresa and look for Gavilan College. RVs of Merritt 2002 liquidation sale at Gavilan College in Gilroy begins Friday at 9 a.m. Bring your trade-in and shop at liquidation prices.
Summertime at Super Snacks, the Turkey Shack. Going to the beach or the woods for a picnic? Well, drop in at Super Snacks. Everything is homemade and ready to go. Home-cooked, healthy turkey sandwiches, salads, dinners, and desserts, and more. It's fresh, healthy, and friendly. Super Snacks, your Turkey Shack. Super Snacks at the corner of Bromer and 17th. Open Monday through Friday, 10 to 7, and Saturday, 10 to 4. Call 462-4236. Super Snacks.
This is a slow version of Hey Joe. The one I'm familiar with goes, Hey Joe, where are you going with that gun in your hand?
Is that the live version or something?
I don't know, but this is... Who is this?
It's Jimmy.
Oh, it's Jimi Hendrix? I'll be darned. All right, yeah, this Purple Haze is my favorite Jimi Hendrix one. All right, so welcome back to hour number one of the KSCO Saturday Special, 7 minutes before 11 a.m. MZ with Lena Holtzman and KZ in the radio station studio here, looking for calls from you to talk about world affairs, particularly with respect to the situation in the Middle East, particularly Iran and Iraq. And our phone numbers... Well, let's see. We're all filled up at 479-1080, so if you want to give us a call, 477-1340 is the number to use. If you want to fax us, the phone number is 475-2967. Let's see. Maria called back and said, for balance, Dan Monteith and Jeannie Soderman should be on this program. I think it's Stan Monteith. That brings to mind, we almost did something today that we've never, ever done before, and that is play a pre-recorded KSCO Saturday Special during this time slot. Probably every other show on this radio station has at one time or another had a best-of recording or something. For some reason, we've never done that over the years. It's been pointed out to me that we should, because there have been some incredibly good and different and exciting and stimulating Saturday specials over the dozen or so years we've been doing that. And we got tapes of just about every one of them. And I'll just put it out. If there's one particularly memorable Saturday special that you'd like to hear and you think it would be appropriate to put it on during this slot, hey, why not? Might as well do it. And that also brings me to let you all know that www.ksco.com every day is setting a new record for number of hits because we finally gotten off our duff to update it and put a regular schedule on it and put archive programs on it. There's a Saturday special on the air sign. There's four on the air signs if you go to our KSCO.com website. One is you click on it to listen to KSCO, to the KSCO programming, but you're going to need something called Winamp. And if you don't have it in your computer already, you're going to have to download it for free. It's real easy. You just download it and it'll play. We have another on-air sign that says that'll give you the KOMY live stream. We have a third one that'll give you all Dead Doctors on demand if you want to hear a particular Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio program. And we have a fourth one that was just added for Saturday specials. So and little by little, I've been encoding Saturday specials and sticking them into that folder so people can listen to them. And when I saw the suggestion here that Stan Monteith should be on this program to provide a little bit of balance, it made me think that Stan Monteith was on the world famous MZ and the Hoes program. MZ and the Hoes. I don't mean Hoes. I mean Whores. In 1996, we did one of our better Saturday specials here on the radio where I interviewed a couple of ladies of the night. And Dr. Stan Monteith called in and took issue with both of them, and it was a pretty fiery program. And you can hear that at any time, ladies and gentlemen, just by logging on to our website, www.ksco.com. And for those of you who don't have computers or don't care to get involved, maybe we will go ahead and start running some of the best of programs. Let's go back to the phone lines now. Steve and Salinas has been waiting for a long time. You're on the air, Steve.
Yeah, hi, Michael and Mrs. Whirling. Best regards.
What about Lena? Lena's here, too.
Hi. Hey, listen, how do we know? We didn't even get Bin Laden, did we?
Well, we don't know.
That's right. So we're going to have two martyrs that we don't know, huh?
Well,
we're going to give the little school children in all of Islam two pictures to hang on the wall instead of one.
I hardly think Saddam Hussein is going to be a martyr. You know, he's roundly hated.
You know where he's at?
Now, where Saddam Hussein is?
Yeah.
Well, right now in Baghdad, apparently.
Pretty big place full of bunkers and everything.
Well, you know, we hear that he sleeps in a different place every night.
Yeah.
Who knows?
He's got castles all over the desert.
And he's got a whole staff who all look like him.
I don't think we can get
they
him.
They all have the same mustache.
I wonder what the bookies in Vegas are giving us on the odds on that.
I don't think it's going to matter once he no longer has power to do anything. And it's like with Osama bin Laden. I'm pretty sure he's dead. I think that if that egomaniac were alive, we would have heard from him by now.
Well,
and we're hearing other stories about his son being groomed in his place and, you know, all the other leadership. And I think that our troops picked up a carload of his bodyguards. Well, where was he?
Well,
so, you know, I think that the body
one last thing, Michael, please. I called Condoleezza Rice when she was on the big talk show in the sky up there in San Francisco.
Yeah.
And I asked her how long we were going to be flying M-16s to patrol that place. As long as Korea? Is my granddaughter going to be flying F-16s over that place? Or, how can we trust our intelligence after 9/11? I think that they have to really be, they better get it down. And I don't think they should be public about it like they are. Okay, thanks, Michael.
Steven Salinas has posed a very legitimate question here on the KSCO special. Let's go real quickly to Bill in Monterey. We will hold you over after the news, which is less than a minute, Bill, if you want. Go ahead, you're on the air.
Yeah, Michael, I just heard that Detroit was the largest contributor to the terrorist, and that most of these Arabs back there own these cash businesses. I'm sure they're funneling a lot of money.
In Detroit?
Yes, unfortunately.
And when I left that area, there was one major bank, and this was in early 80s, that was owned 30% by the Arabs after the gas crunch, which I'm sure is quite larger than that now. And it's a great way to sell your opium produce.
Hey, let's see. Bill, do you want us to keep you over, hold you over?
Sure.
Okay, so stay tuned. This is KSEO Santa Cruz, KOMY Watsonville. It's 11 a.m. Here is USA News.
USA Radio News. I'm Chris Luba. President Bush.